We are back.
Yes, sir.
And I think next week we're going to be back with some tunes to start off.
Yep, I think we are.
We have some people in the music industry that, per Joe Danier, who's making a special appearance here tonight, stopped in off the road of traveling just to help me with my show.
Nice.
How nice is that? I doubt if that's the reason, but okay. Back from last week, you were out of town.
Yep.
I was gone. Tonight, I have a bunch of stuff to get to. I have a special guest. You're not a special guest anymore. You're a partner. Don Dragish. He's running for Canfield mayor.
Yes,
second
sir.
Attempt, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's so much I want to say to that, but I'm going to let you go ahead and talk, because right now, what's going on at the schools with people getting like terroristic? If you get up and talk at the school board meeting, you're now a terrorist.
Yes, yes. The parents are.
Go ahead, Donnie. How are you going to change that?
No, that's not going to happen.
Okay. You're on my vote. And we got a bunch of ballots we're going to stuff the box with, but go ahead. That seems to be the way you win elections. I'm just saying.
I don't think we need to do that.
More votes than the entire population.
I think the people will speak for themselves. I think.
I should have said that though.
I'm putting out a strong positive campaign. I believe I'm the only conservative running in the race.
Oh, that'll get it done. Well, Canfield.
And my whole thing has been, I want to keep Canfield. And a lot of people don't understand what that means. Like, what do you mean you want to keep it? Well, the reason why I'm saying keep Canfield is I want new things, and I want us to be able to move Canfield forward. But at the same time, I want to keep the charm. I want to keep the fact that people move to Canfield for a reason, right? They move there because there's great neighborhoods, great community.
They have a lot of money.
Great services, police, fire.
School.
Schools. I mean, you have to think about it. I mean, we're sitting here, we're in downtown Youngstown. We were just talking about this. People say years ago, my parents were going to school. They were in Youngstown. They had good, you could buy a house in Youngstown. You could send your kids to a great school and get a great education. It's not the case anymore. I mean, even our own, the mayor of Youngstown now, I mean, he sends his kids to Ursula. He doesn't send his kids to public school.
Right. And he still hasn't done anything.
So, everybody else, they move out. Where they go? Poland, Boardman, Canfield, Austintown. So what I'm running on is keep Canfield is we want strong, hardworking people to come and part of our community, and we want to keep it the way we have it because we have a great community.
I agree. I have family in Canfield, actually.
Right.
Now, how many candidates are there other than that?
There's myself. There's another gentleman by the name of Bruce Neff and a woman by the name of Kathleen.
Always good to forget the name.
Yeah, I'm not. But we had our second somewhat debate yesterday. DePaulo from Channel 21 was our mediator, and we did a little Q&A session yesterday in the city, and that's posted online, which was great. It was a great evening. Was able to kind of like really show my side of things and let the people of Canfield know where I stand.
But you know, to win, you got to get a little rough around the edges. Okay. So I'll help you learn how to do that. You want to win? You just want to put up a good fight?
I'm staying very positive.
Well, so. I mean, you can stay positive all you want. I'm just saying that the object is winning.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you can't do anything if you lose.
No.
Okay. And I think everybody knows through the last few years of the political spectrum, it has gotten rough. Like, people are wanting to be heard, and
that's why I don't
they do whatever you got to do to be heard.
If they want to be heard.
I think that's what's really kind of changed since the last time, even that I ran, even only 4 years ago. You know, that people could say one thing or another, but politics really kind of has changed on how you run with things. I mean, you have to go out there now, and you have to kind of be almost on attack mode in a sense.
Absolutely.
You have to say, because this is what I'm running for, and you have to pick a side. You can't just be in the middle anymore and say, I don't know about this, I don't know about that.
But you have to stick to what you say.
And you have to stick
that's
to what you
main
say.
Thing.
Well, and that's it.
Gary, and I just love that you just said that, because I'm serious, Donnie. This should be a lot of people's campaign slogan. Look, people. Somebody interviewed me one time. You're pretty successful. You know, doing the shows. You've been with the. What's the secret? Here's the secret. Not all this other, all these words of positive thinking. How about do what you say you're going to do, and actually follow through to the end. Don't promise stuff you're not going to finish, because after you promise somebody, now that person's mad that you didn't come through with the promise.
Right,
so
right.
Now what was the purpose of promising it if you're not going to come through?
If I know
that's.
Well, and I think, and I, and again, I think that's where I have to honestly say it. I said it over again last night. I said, I'm the only candidate that has been, the other one, he's in my other opponent now too. He's on council now the last 4 years. And I have to honestly tell you, I said it yesterday and I'll say it again. In the 4 years that I was on council, I became president of council the year after I became on as regular council person, became president of council till I left in 2017. But in that 4 year period, in that period of time, we got Windsor House to come out there. They built, they created jobs. That's a great facility. And it's there. I have something to show for it. So I can say in the 4 years that I was there, we promised something, we got it done, and it's there now to show. I can't say that about
now. How many people took credit for that after you did that?
Well, then you can't take. Nobody could have.
No, I'm just a success of a million fathers. But if something goes wrong,
oh right.
I'm just saying.
It was a great project with a great business person.
Yeah. Yeah. I even think it's respected if a candidate makes these certain promises that they're going to work on this in regard, and the people from that community notice that they are working hard to get this done.
Sure.
It might not always go through 100%.
Sure.
But the people witness you really,
really trying to get it done,
trying to make it happen.
I think so. And I think people recognize that now too. I think they saw what I was able to do years ago. And I think that they're going to have the trust in me to see that.
They realize that you will get stuff done.
But I'm legit. Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
What about, you might not have anything to do with this, but the school board stuff that's going on right now. I think more than ever, school board people need to be background. What is this background that you have going to my kid's school and making rules for my kid to look at this or this stupid critical race crap and everything else? I want to know the background of these school board members.
Well, I know within Canfield, I mean, we have three members up now, but they're not up. So there's nobody running against them. Okay. They're great members.
Well, I think that's a big deal.
I think you know one of them. Nader Atway is one of them right now.
Oh, okay.
So great guy, great person, great background too. And they get elected in too. So they have to go through the same process anymore. You know, they're going to say, hey, listen, look, this is what I'm looking willing to do. For the most part, you looked at people that have stake in the community, right? If you live in a community, you have kids going to the school system, obviously you want that school system to be the best thing you possibly can. I think you run into a problem when you get into a situation where, and this is where we were several years ago in Canfield, you had members and board members that were in the school board that had been there for such a long time, and they were older. They didn't have kids in the system anymore. They were already out.
Right.
But yet you had this. So it was like there was a disconnect, right? So I think that's where. And if a person's willing to donate their time at the time when they have the kids in there and willing to do it, and that are part
they're
of
gonna
that
work
community, they're going to work harder for not only themselves,
absolutely,
for the community and for their kids.
Yep.
And that's where I know the members that are in there now work very hard to make sure that we have a wonderful school system and make it run right.
You hit the nail on the head. People have been in there 30, 40 years, don't have family in that school no more.
And it's not that they didn't, they did, but it was several years ago.
Right.
And it was time for that turnover. And it happened, I think, 4 or 5 years ago, I believe, that everything kind of turned over.
But here's the difference, though, that I see. I see the questions different than they used to be for school board people. Usually they didn't get involved in the political process, really.
Right.
They're running. They want to donate the time. Great. Let's put them in.
Right.
But I think now with all this stuff going on where the Virginia guy running for mayor says, the parents don't need to know what the kids are learning. Really? So right. I think that is going to be
different. It depends on your community, right? Like, so I think, you know, a community like Canfield, it's a pretty tight-knit community. It really is.
Yeah.
We all are trying to have we all want our kids to succeed.
Sure.
We're all very much involved in our kids' education. All of us. A lot of us in there. And so are the people that are on the board. And even with myself trying to get in as mayor, I want to work just as closely with the school board as I do with the fire department, the police department. I think that's all a cohesive connection. And I think if you can get that to run very smoothly and everybody in the same communication path, you could have a great success in that city.
Makes sense.
It's good. I wanted to touch on a couple of things. I don't know. The election's coming up. I don't even know if I trust elections anymore. I think I.
It's hard to.
It's really hard. I mean, I just.
You wonder if your vote even counts. Right. You don't know.
Process. I mean, like right now, why do we have to have mail-in ballots 6 weeks prior to like a local election? You can't go down the street and go to the poll. What is? Yeah. Okay. I've been having so much trouble. You know, I just got out of Facebook jail
from the gallows. Again.
Yes, the food was bad.
That's why I haven't heard from him.
He joined me.
I made a list of the there's a thing they print out how many times you've been. It was like a rap sheet. Like, that's wrong.
I'm like a 30-day, four-time offender.
Concealed weapon, 10 days.
Oh, you have a digital rap sheet.
I got an ankle monitor right now.
I told this girl a spider she had in her house.
That goes right to Mark Zuckerberg's house.
I said, I was just burning the house down. They threw me in jail for saying that because of a spider. 30 days.
They're just
watching violence.
Every move.
Like, unbelievable. Yeah. That's funny stuff.
But anyway, welcome back.
I'm back. I tried to post bail.
They would not allow me.
I came back with a, I'm back. I started out with the lyric, guess who's back in circulation? And then from there I had like six posts. I'm going boom, boom, boom. And by the way, nice day we had today. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Hey, my son just scored 10 points. It's a beautiful little picture of my flowers. Go right back to it.
You do.
Family picture. Next post. You all suck.
There's probably people smashing their phones after he comments on her. I can't stand this guy.
I have been having the funniest calls with Ron Ver because he's, I get on, I have to hurry up and say something if you hear him, because then he starts on, hey, pretty boy Joe here.
Oh,
you
yeah, the gel. Oh, you get him my up God. Gel in the hair. And yeah,
oh, he looks like he does his nails. He's got the suit pants. Oh, God. I just want to get out before you do the weather report for the 70th time for the hour.
That's the worst.
So he goes, I can't hear you on my phone. I go, I just got an iPhone 3S. Back off. 3S. And then we're in the comedy, and I can't get my point across. So, well, people do like to laugh a little bit. But have you picked up the story with the boy that went in the bathroom with a skirt on and assaulted the guy's kid?
No.
Oh.
When the guy gets arrested.
He got arrested for coming in and talking about, they tried to cover it up.
The boy's father?
Yes.
Yeah. And he got.
It's ridiculous.
Not just molested.
I would have went to a real prison then.
He got like really, I'm not going to say on air what happened to him in that bathroom.
Yeah.
The little boy.
It was. Yeah. So, and then now.
You don't blame the father.
They cuffed him. I mean, this is the craziness that's going on that. Is why I'm talking about school boards and that, because right now here's the process. Get them young, get them indoctrinated all the way through. Because if you look around, man, these kids are scared to death to wear a mask, got space suits on, and they're like buying into all this stuff that they're telling them in the school. So the parents start, when they got sent home because of COVID, what are you guys learning? And they start showing pictures, you know, nudity. Whoa, 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 whoa. What was that? Was that Winnie the Pooh or what? I mean, these kids are 5 years old. So that's where it started. Now everybody's checking into it. And, you know, they don't want anybody checking in anything. Just do what we say. Now, I have a story that I have to say before we get into some other stuff. And this is true. I got kicked off of Facebook in 5 seconds after I posted. I mean, I just got done. Typed the period. Boom, I was gone.
They're waiting for you.
Yeah, as soon as I got done, hit sand. And I'm gone.
They got their ghillie suits on. They're hiding in the weeds.
Zapping them.
He sent me my orange coveralls, and that was the end of it. I have some friends. I won't say their name. Okay. They're pharmacists, both of them, husband and wife. And they said, "Hey, we started out giving the shot. Great, you know, we're helping people, and they've been doing it for a lot of years." All of a sudden, their families start getting sick. They start hearing stuff. They're giving out the shots, so they're feeling like we're kind of responsible. So they stopped doing it. And he goes, Here's what they do. Every time he gets a pharmaceutical product, it comes with the medicine, whatever it is, and a piece of information. Here's what's in it. Mm. Here's some side effects. You might want to, you know, these people are at risk if they have the. He says, I get these shots. Blank piece of paper, like, take the shot. Don't worry about it. Tough crap. There's nothing in it.
I've seen that somewhere.
He goes, I kept it in case I have to use it if something comes down. He goes, because every product has to have
literature on it.
Here's a dang thing. Just do it. He goes, that's it. He goes, now, because then they're doing research and everything else. They're really like, it's crazy. And I said, the first sign of this is, when did the government ever care about your health ever, anywhere, anytime? So why are they so worried about me getting COVID?
Well, if you get the shot, you'll get a Happy Meal, an extra large fry, and 2 tickets to Cedar Point. Or we'll just give away $1 million.
I think I'm going to do a commercial. Like I played the song.
That fires me up so much.
It's just a shot in the dark. Because that's all it is. It's vaccine my Aunt Fanny. It's a shot. It's a flu shot. Hope it hurts. Hope it helps. That's all. It's not a cure for anything. But we keep calling it that. The last time I checked, the definition of a vaccine was eradicating the virus. That's why you get a vaccine. Not this. You get one today, 4 tomorrow, 7 next week. Then you might have a chance of not getting
it. You gotta get a booster.
And then 17 boosters.
You got to get your booster chair out.
Here's your Christmas stocking. You got 10 booster shots in there, honey. Unwrap those.
I listened to a scientist. Now, I don't know his credentials. He was an expert in immunology. And he said the booster is so you have to get it every year like a flu shot is what they're trying to lead it to.
Well, then just call it that.
Because eventually you're going to have to pay for it.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So somebody's paying for it now.
Well, the government's paying for it.
We're
paying for it.
Right. But
through the government and making these companies really, really rich.
He more or less said that the boosters, not the first one, not the second one. There's going to be a third,
eighth one now.
There's going to be, you know, he said it could be every 6 months. It could be every year.
I think they're going to strap one to our arm and just keep all day long, every hour.
Just put a drip in.
Well, see, that's what they're doing with your thing on your ankle.
My ankle monitor. I just start talking about the vaccine. My leg.
Yes, we'll say that.
Wait. Hey, I wanted to tell you a story because you're gonna love this. I got a job. It's in Florida, and it was managing a lot of people and locations along the coast. Operations, you know, the lease, the new deals, new locations. So a guy calls me up, the owner, and says, "We need to meet." That's never a good
really.
With me.
It could be good or it could be really bad. Right?
Never
we got to meet.
Me.
We got to meet in person.
Not like how you doing?
You could just have this on a phone conversation.
We got to meet.
And with my personality, I'm thinking right away, who did I offend? What did I yell at? And it's never something good. He's giving me a raise. That never comes into my mind.
Not when you hear that.
No. So we sit down and he goes, how do I say this? I think you're going to quit. I just started. Oh my gosh. Where's this going? He goes, okay, you see those employees right there? I go, yeah. I see the guy right there? I go, yeah. He steals money every day on camera and I can't fire him. I go, what? He goes, yeah. You will kill these people. I will have no business. He goes, I know your personality, the enforcer. He goes, you'll never put up with it. You'll quit.
His employees stealing money.
Yeah. He goes, I watch him every day with a smile. He goes, he gets money. Sells 10 pizzas and puts pop in the register and no pizza. So I go, so what? He goes, I just know you will get rid of all these people because they just will walk out on you if you start yelling at them and stuff. What do you want me to do? Give them a back massage? No, I didn't say that.
You know what? You're doing a hell of a job. Come up with that. So what are you supposed to do?
So he goes, just leave it go for now.
I mean, why couldn't he fire him?
Because he'd have to shut the door. He doesn't have enough people.
Because there's nobody out there to work.
Now, here's
nobody
my idea.
Wants to work.
Tell me what you think of this, because I kicked this off on Verb Show. How about this factoring into this equation with the labor? I start thinking about it. Wait a minute. Is having trouble? Unemployment's over. What's still the problem? Here's the problem. How many people up to about 28 are still living off the parents' lamb?
Mm.
And I think that What's the matter, son? You might get COVID. We'll use your COVID. I'll take care. I'm telling you, that's part of this problem.
It could be.
There's no more. Yeah. Boom, get your ass out there and get a job.
Not. There's not.
My dad got a, you got me a car? He goes, that's a car. It's going to cost money. And if you don't have the money for that car, it's going to sit right there. That was the end of it. Got some plastic money. Take some bottles back.
I've done it.
Well, I've done that. I know, but
you can't do it anymore. No. You can't take any bottles back now.
Michigan, they take
it. Oh, I mean, I had a big load of bottles. You know,
no, I did it.
Gas was like 10 cents back there.
Everybody just, did. You go to the grocery store, they just have the big bottle section.
Yeah. There listen, I wanted to wear Levi's like my buddies did when I was
me 14, too.
15. My mom said,
I got plain pockets.
So I got hired at a Greek restaurant washing dishes, and I had a pair of Levi's.
There you go.
I was happy.
But that was
well, my parent, I was 15 years old. He's like, you're going to turn 16 next year. If you want a car, you got to buy one.
Sure.
So I was like, well, I think it's time to get a job now so I can save up.
But if you're going to get, if you're going to get him a car, okay, if my dad helped me get a car, I'm not going to. But after that, he's done.
That's it. Yeah.
You don't go wandering in there. You got my insurance money. Yeah. You didn't even.
Yeah. That's,
now,
yeah.
I say this because I have personal experience. I'm not going to go into that because he might be watching. But that's what gave me the idea. Sure. I'm still paying for his cell phone. And wait a minute. How many people? Because every time I say something, I get this in response.
Well, I mean,
all my friends have them doing this.
I mean, if you see it, they all are. I mean, a lot of these kids.
We've coddled the kids to beyond belief. And that's part of this equation. Not all of it.
But then the kids that go away to school, though, too, you have to look at that situation. So, okay, they're off to school.
Right.
They go off. They go to college. And they're smart kids. But what dollar, are they going to do?
The dollar doesn't mean anything anymore.
What are they going to do?
It's a $10 bill. That's like not $10 right now, when yeah, I was a kid.
Nothing. No.
It was like a big deal.
So I just got gas energy. I had shell shock, man.
Well, I yell at the pump.
A gallon.
Every time I start grade. The gas, oh, I go, yeah. Thanks, like, Biden, real loud in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I do.
Gas sucks.
This
right
is
now.
Ridiculous. People just kind of like get away from me. Biden, thanks.
But the other thing about it, though, too, Tom, is a lot of these kids today, like, they don't understand the dollar. They don't understand the dollar. And what I mean by that is they don't understand cash. They don't get it. They don't understand what cash is. So you could sit there and say there's a young gentleman or a young girl working at a register, and you go to pay with cash.
Oh, my gosh. That happened. Go ahead.
Now, listen, I've done it. I went to Giant Eagle in Canfield, right? And there were some people. Young girls working? Great. I'm not complaining, but I'm just saying I went there, and the total came to a certain price. So I gave her, like, 20 and I gave her a quarter so that it would be even so that she could just give me the automatic money back. And she stood there and I was like, what's the problem? Like, I thought there was a problem. Like, I didn't, maybe something's wrong with her. Like, she wasn't doing anything. And she's like, well, what'd you give me this quarter for? I'm like, so I can get the right amount of change back. She's like, yeah, but the price was like, I had to explain it to her.
And then
I explained it to her, she didn't. I could have probably told her to give me $100 back, and she would have done it. She didn't know.
So if the item was $18.25, she gave you back $2.
That's what I wanted.
No, she was trying to
figure
it out.
She didn't give me back. She was looking for change. Like, she didn't know what to do.
That's
sad.
And I'm
like, just give me $2. And she's like, $2.
Doesn't the register do that for them?
Yeah, no, it didn't. It didn't. I'm telling you, it didn't.
Oh, wow.
It was one of these things, and she just looked at me, and I was just like, or she gave me the other, or she gave me more money, whatever it was. And I go, here, take this back.
You tried to shortchange.
Normally they'll give you more money
she
back.
She gave me more money back. And I said,
he's trying
stop.
To shortchange her.
I don't want you to lose your job. Take this because this isn't mine. Like, this, I get this much back.
I ran into Save-A-Lot to buy a bunch of paper
And then
paper
I walked
plates.
Out. They looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
To buy a bunch of paper plates. And I did the same thing. And the lady, it was an older lady. She didn't give me back too much money. I says, these are only $4.
Yeah.
Like, and she gave me back like $6. I'm like, you gave me too much money back.
Yeah. So oh,
I just
boy.
Confused them.
So yeah, I confused this. And then she just looked at me like I was nuts. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to rip anybody off. Take the money back. Like, I just need this much back. That's what I tried
to do. It confused her.
They confused
her. How about my dad buys a mattress and he wheel it out to the truck. And this is how it is set up. He got it at Walmart, I think. Yeah, I forget where he got it. And they noticed that they didn't charge like $300. They charged him for the wrong one. He got like a $400 discount. So my mom's like falling apart. I'm going, it was probably a discount. Oh,
yeah, let me pull the truck
Let's
up.
Let's see the chances of me running back in there. You guys made a mistake. I But she did. And the lady went, go. It's easier for you to just take it than us having to go through
the whole process. Isn't that a shame?
Yeah. So that's the way I think of everything now. I don't want to embarrass anybody. You guys gave me too much money back. I don't want to be a problem.
Right. It's crazy how that
happens. But guess what? You know what's funny? That story, I got gas at this beat up Indian owned Mustafa's gas station. And here is a big sign that says cash only. So, of course, I use this in my aggravation. I go, geez, oh man, the only place on the planet that takes cash. What the heck? I go, you need to upgrade your system. He goes, first he laughs and then he goes, well, I can't get anybody out to fix the machines. Like, okay, I go, I was just teasing, trying to get out. The heck, cash? What's that?
Actually, the best ones are those ones. I have run into those places. You go in there like cash only, and I'm like, well, I don't have any cash. You're like, well, there's an ATM machine right there. And I'm like, oh, you're gonna gag me on that now? Really?
$3.50.
That's how you get away
I'm
from
like, wow.
That's how you get away from panhandlers now. Woo. Hey, dude, you got some extra dollars? Nobody carries cash anymore, dude. You better get yourself a machine.
Listen, you need a little square thing on your phone.
At the curb.
Chinese takeout.
I got my card. Cash. Yes, I do have it.
Great Wall. That have cash. See? I went in there, didn't have cash. I walked in to pick up my order, and she goes, oh, it's cash only. I'm like, oh, no. So I had to run across the park line in Giant Eagle, Jamestown, get some money, come back. Yeah, they wanted cash only.
Good for them, though. I like cash businesses, to be honest with you. I really do. I believe in cash businesses.
Yeah.
They're a pain, but I like cash business. I like to support
cash businesses. Well, if I get a deal on the cash, I dig that, but not.
Well, I think those cash places are, I mean, they're doing it for a reason. They're saying, hey, listen, look, I'm not going to get hit. Every single time I swipe,
yeah,
I
got to
get hit, and I got to pay.
That ends up costing
you wouldn't believe. I mean, if you're doing big turnover in, say, restaurants, right? Everybody just using credit. Well, at the end of the month, that credit
you
machine,
you gotta pay that.
You gotta pay. And dude, that's not a little
bit
of money.
It's out of your pocket.
It's a lot of money coming right out of your
pocket. Now, does it come off how much each ticket was? Say you have one customer had a $50
every
ticket,
time you
the
swipe
other one had
it.
An 80, but
every time 81, you swipe, they take a percentage.
But does the owner have to pay more on the higher paid meals? Or is it just
no, it's every transaction.
It's every transaction.
Yeah, it's by transaction.
So it's not like a percentage of every
ticket. No,
no, no,
no. No, that is not. Hey, I got to tell you what I do got. I have here. Wait a minute.
You got a credit card for me?
I got cash. Whatever they want, I have the opposite. Damn it, I got cash. I got a credit card. I picked up tickets for Chuck's benefit.
Oh, good.
I went to Packer and got the cheap trick, but the funny part is Eric goes, I keep I told you. He goes, I go, can you help out with the thing? He goes, yeah, I'm going to give you Cheap Trick tickets, the band you keep ripping on your show. I said, bro, they were good. They're just
asses. Talking about it. No, Cheap Trick, they're great.
They're great, but they were a pain in the ass. I said, that's all I said.
Well, the guy drinks a fifth of Jack Daniels before he even gets to the show.
He wanted me out of my own building. That's how it started. And then he wanted the wall higher in the front of the stage. I go, the 60-year-olds can't get over that. And we went bad right there. I don't think anybody's going to hurdle that 60-year-old.
You think you're going to jump with that oxygen tank title?
Yeah. Oh, my
Lord. Pull that over first. But so then he says, no, then Bigley sends me a text message. Because I asked him first. And then he goes, oh, by the way, I love this. And Eric brought up. Everybody's a promoter now. I gotta watch what I say. I wasn't talking about you guys. I was gonna say somebody I was say all that again. But I wasn't talking about you. I go, they drive the prices up because you don't know what they're doing. He goes, I know, boy, I'm just busting you. He goes, but it's just so funny. He goes, Eric called me. Is he talking about would I ever do that?
No.
Probably not on air anyway.
I'll get back to
going off again.
I'm like John Gruden. Wait a minute. I want to say this because I don't agree with John Gruden. Some of the stuff obviously is not what you want to say. But when John Gruden wrote those, he wasn't employed. They were personal emails. We didn't care about Hillary's emails, did we? Okay, we'll leave that alone. Nobody gave a crap about Biden's son's emails.
Nope.
But see, and then Gruden might as well put a jetpack. No, it's a woke bull crap that he doesn't fit into. Right. And they were against him when he got hired. So there must have been something undertone. But his actions apparently don't speak as loud as a 10-year-old email, because nobody's ever said he treated anybody racist, ever treated anybody bad, ever did. But those not. Here's why I'm saying that. I look back 10 years on stuff I put on Facebook, and I'd like to punch myself in the face.
Right.
I go, I can't even believe I wrote this stuff.
Right.
Pompous. I couldn't believe you did either.
No, but they're like pompous ass stuff. I'm like, I want it off. Well, 10 years is a long time,
Society moves, and society shifts and changes, and your ideas change. I mean, it's constant.
But you can't change people's opinions or their jokes, the way they joke around.
Like somebody did something 20 years ago, and you're just getting around to it now. It's like, I saw this post the other day.
Let's see everybody.
It was Columbus Day.
Let's see everybody.
Let's see everybody's
Day. It was Columbus Day or Indigenous People Day. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, it's Columbus Day, right? But somebody had a post on there, and they're like, listen.
He never did anything.
If this guy died in like 18-something, 32, they're like, if you're offended by a guy that was killed or dead in 1832, they're like, you got some serious problems if you're offended by that guy in 2021,
but Donnie,
right?
It's not even.
It's true.
Most of, I mean, like, it's the Indian so stupid. Stuff is not Indians doing it. Most of the black stuff is not done by, it's a bunch of liberal white people that get up every day and find something to bitch about, litigate against, hate, get mad about something, or offended, or a victim. They hate unborn babies. They hate everything. They live every day like that.
I actually think Goodell and the NFL just opened up a can of worms.
Oh, because
there's going to be a lot of problems now.
I want to see everybody's emails now.
That's what they should be. Let's look at Goodell's.
Yeah, well, you can't do one and not the other.
How about Steve Ness? They will.
Wait a minute. What even made them look at his emails?
Right.
Somebody got in there and they wanted him out. From day one, they wanted him out. They've been ripping on him.
Isn't that private?
How about? No.
Or do you sign something stating?
No, he had no job at the time. He wasn't working.
I'm talking about when you're in the NFL.
Well, background check. In between.
I did a background check because I worked for the county. They didn't check my emails.
No, they're not going
to. No, somebody, little troll like they do on Facebook, got in there and told on somebody, snitched. That's what happened.
I just think it's going to open up a can of worms in the NFL.
How about Stephen A. Smith? You know that big mouth? Sometimes he gets on there and actually says this. Kyrie Irving, all Kyrie Irving is doing is a personal decision. He hasn't said one thing about anybody else getting a shot. He doesn't care. Here's what I'm doing. I did my research. Just play basketball. Don't be giving us your opinion. Wait a minute. But LeBron James, Laura Ingram said, just dribble and go. But everybody got all up in arms when that happened.
Yeah, they went nuts.
Here's my thing with
sporting, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever. I don't care what sport it is. It's a sport, right?
And nobody cares what your opinion is.
I like to watch sports for sports. I can care less. And I don't even want to know
how I am.
I don't care.
Robert De Niro used to be my
favorite. I can't stand him.
I don't want to know. Like, but just do your thing.
When Ricky Gervais, that guy, ripped on them at the.
Gervais.
You guys don't even know what life is, man. Having all these opinions, they have no clue
what
the real
world is.
It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
It's true. He was right on.
Remember when that Me Too movement started. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Madonna's up there saying, if I could, I'd blow the White House.
Yeah, it doesn't
imagine
matter.
If one of us would get on and say,
jeez, I'm afraid you're even saying it now.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, they'll blip out the other stuff and say, I want to blow up America.
Oh, God, my leg just shot.
It's a different point.
But I'm saying, and then what them guys, De Niro and those guys set those awards. I mean, they were F-bombing. They were dropping.
But they're the first one.
But I'm going to tell you, but it does, though. It affects them. It totally affects their industry. It affected their industry.
Oh, I guarantee
maybe
it
their viewers huge. It affects right. them. Because I won't watch them.
Because not only that, then think about it. Not only that, you can take it to the next step. Okay, well, where do they live? They live in California. They live here. They live there. What they're saying and going against, but they're just the opposite. They're hypocrites, right?
They live in armed guards.
They got walls around their complexes. They got, you know, security guards. I mean,
those illegals. Put them in your house.
But yet a guy that defends his house and comes out with a gun, he's wrong, right? Well, it's like,
problem, Donnie, is why doesn't anybody, the airline pilots are starting to get, people are starting to get out of it.
Southwest is now,
really putting
the hammer down. I mean, but it's going to hit every single, but I feel like
it's going to hurt us.
I think that's what they're doing. Like, okay, well, now we got these ones and then we're going to hit this. They're just going to go everywhere.
There's
just
even
to do
doctors and nurses quitting their jobs.
Yeah.
Quitting. I mean, actual medical doctors are like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, like, I'm done.
That's, I mean, some.
I can't stand going flying anywhere. I can't take it. First, you don't know if the flight, if you're on Spirit, it's called Spirit because you might be a Spirit by the time you get there.
Well, last time I got on Spirit, had duct tape on the windshield.
I will tell you what, though. I don't fly Spirit. I don't care what the price is.
I did
once.
Well, here's the thing, though. It doesn't matter if it's 50 cents. By the time they're done messing,
delays. I'm like, no, I'll pay. It doesn't matter. I don't care at this point. I'm not getting on that plane.
The delays, the rental car, by the time you're done, you paid 10 times what a normal ticket would be.
Right.
None of the flights are ever on time.
No.
But I'm not kidding. The air conditioning went out in the plane. We're sitting on the tarmac because it's lightning out. Really, I've never saw lightning before. I start saying stuff because I'm getting like, I got this mask on. So I brought it down a little bit to eat a couple M&Ms. She comes over. Now we're sweating because there's no air. Put that over your nose. I go, is that really your first thought right now? As I'm sweating it down. Yes, it is. I mean, they're ready to like put me in a freaking, throw me off the plane in a parachute.
Oh my God.
So goodness. We're sitting there forever. And then what, again, what's with the seatbelt there? Haven't we figured out how to put a seatbelt?
Yeah.
I still can't. I said,
they have to do it.
Let me quiet. I got to see. I get into the hole and the.
They have to do it. That's a seatbelt.
You put it in the hole.
Last time I was on a flight, they kind of made fun of it. Like they turned it
they
into
do.
A,
and I like when they make it into a comedy.
And I always go, yeah. Is there smoking on this flight? As just a huge joke that everyone laughs at. When's the last episode? Oh, the smoking light's off. Hang it. So they're telling me with a straight face, if the oxygen mask fall down and there's a in the cabin, take your regular mask off and put that on. I go, oh my God, I finally couldn't take it anymore. Like we're having a wing roll problem. You think I'm worried about this mask? I'll put it back on. I go, I'm stepping on 10 people to get
but
off
you
the
gotta do way. Yours first before the other person.
Oh my God. So then the comedy never ends because they start talking about a water landing. You mean a water crash? What's a landing?
Yeah, there's no such thing as a water.
You're going to land nice in the ocean. You're not going to land nice in the ocean. You're going to crash.
I started laughing at everything. And finally, we're still sitting there, and this baby starts crying. And I'm making all these comments. My wife tried to get away from me. And this baby starts going, ee! And I go, I'm going to start crying too here in a minute. I get you, baby. I'm yelling back. I understand. Everyone starts laughing. So I go, it should be like the drive and different beep throwing. Everybody just start crying. My dad used to do that at the drive. I thought that was. So I thought, if we all just start crying, maybe we'll get up off the plane.
Everybody just starts crying on the plane.
And then we're driving around forever. I go, what are we doing, driving home? That plane just drove around for like an hour. I go, must be dropping me off at home, driving home, I guess.
It was dodging the lightning strikes.
No, they were getting in position because Spirit's like 20th on the list behind the little crop plane. Wait, the crop plane's in front of you.
Is that what you were on?
Spirit. I said, yeah, it's called Spirit because we're going to be dead by the time we get home.
I told you, I got on Spirit once and there was duct tape on the windshield. And I was like, I got to get on that.
Like, no way.
Blue indoor outdoor carpeting, neon blue, ripped up leather seats.
Uh-uh.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Although the flight
wasn't bad, the plane was bad.
Yeah. How about the lady, you know, when you're sitting in the airport, you have to space out. I'm not kidding you, this happened. A lady's pregnant, gotta be like close to 9 months pregnant. She puts her diaper bags down. She finally sits down, and this lady goes, you have to get up. You're too close to me. How'd you think that went with me sitting across from her? By the time I was done, none of my family was around me. And on the way down the tunnel, I'm going, I'm not even gonna show you what I did. I gave her. She's A-okay with a different finger all the way up the tube, right while she's still sitting out. I mean, I'm going.
Unbelievable.
I mean, how? But she had her feet up on the chair. I couldn't take anymore because it already flying every 5 minutes. Hey, make sure you have a mask on. You'll be asked to leave. And by the time I was done, I had Tourette syndrome. Shut up! I mean, I would just start yelling in the there. Please.
So how does that work though? Like, if you were eating, do you have to go in between chews?
In between chews. Now, I'm not exaggerating. That was the instruction.
So you gotta pull it down, you did take that? A bite,
M&M down. So I just mouth with as much food as possible. Get the mask off for a few seconds.
Got chocolate all over.
I'm still chewing.
Chocolate is dripping wet.
And then you pretend like,
it's like you're foaming at the mouth.
My mask off and what?
You see the stuff and go, what is these brown M&Ms in here for? They're all supposed to be bright. On your ride.
I'm gonna put a mouthful of like,
used to do.
I'm gonna put bubble gum, big wad of bubble gum, like I'm constantly eating the whole time.
Ooh, Bruce Springsteen, I read years ago, he fired his guitar tech for not bringing him back a seedless watermelon when they were recording. He's told him, go get a watermelon for everybody and bring it back. Well, the guy couldn't find seedless. That's what he wanted. $50,000 a year job. He brought back a watermelon with seeds in it. You're fired.
I don't blame him.
Got rid of him.
Bro, I've seen.
Yes, come on.
I've seen. That's, you know, when Gary's band's Rider. It was like this thick. I got a page. It took me a month and a half to go through.
Yeah, you know what I had? You know what we got at the rib burn off? A couple chili dogs, maybe a little tortilla chips.
Got a few chips.
Really? Who gave you that? I never give authorization for that.
Some draft beers that were cloudy.
I bought those from home. They were in my refrigerator downstairs. Schaefer.
We never had a ride.
Schaefer.
The only thing we basically got were beer tickets.
Is it supposed to be thick?
Tom would walk by and go,
Schlitz.
Here's some beer tickets. Shut up.
Gary, but it cost so much to hire him, I had no money left for a budget. That was how that went.
Well, after he hired us, he had no beer left to drink because everybody drank it.
Yeah, bro, I can't complain about that. But you were, I gotta say, that was the best thing. But you were a little bit difficult in negotiations. Well, I had to go out my door, under my deck, leaving my family because we're having this like brawl on the phone. Hold on, I'll be right back. And I'm walking out back as far as I could go. Gary, what the heck? We're not playing for free. Like, we just go through this big thing every time, too. I try to cheat a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're going,
listen, man.
I didn't.
Come on.
I said, you said 16. No, I didn't. So stop that.
17.50, Tom. You agreed on it.
I got Tom it right here. She's a lost.
So then after the show, I'm all sweaty. My mascara. No, I'm just joking. I'm all sweaty, though. And the road crew's putting stuff away. And I'm running around the rear burn off looking for these guys. I got in a trailer. I'm like, do, 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 do.
Everybody's.
Tom and Junior. Him and Dom are in there going, you talk to Gary.
I'm not talking. No.
A Dominic?
He never even thought about Tar. I had to do it every time. He goes, I think that's him looking at the. I can hear his feet. That kind of sounds like him. Here he comes.
I can hear him, and he's pissed. I can tell
by he's stomping. But anybody else come in that trailer and ask for more money? Get the. I mean, I'm throwing you right out in the parking lot. I've been up for 4 days walking on asphalt, putting up with everybody's crap. And I had a band guy come in and say, hey, I know we negotiate a certain amount of money. In fact, I'm staring at him going, you're seriously not doing this, but go ahead, keep going. What? Oh my God, keep go to the end so I can really
fast forward.
I'm thinking of what I'm gonna say back by the time. And you know, I thought we brought a lot of people. I'm like, okay, you done? There's a gas station between now and the end of this story, but keep going. And okay. I didn't hear one word you said, past, can we have some more money? Let's see, your fans were 14 years old. Probably got a lot of cotton candy sales, but I need beer sales.
And I didn't sell any cotton candy.
Cups of ice water doesn't get me to the promised land.
That's got
to
be hard. I mean, that's what they survived on, their beer sales.
So I didn't look like, if you were out in the crowd.
I know how it works.
If you were out in the crowd, I see a body. He paid $5. I don't see him drinking. He's not there to me.
Right.
Because that's. Sure. That's the only way we're going to make money.
Sure. That's the bread and butter.
Charge $5 to get in. Sure. So your $5, you know.
Yeah, you got to go in at least 2-3 beers in. And at least each.
At least 10, 15.
But here's the thing, Gary. Right. Every band said they were the greatest. Now, your band, we already know, brought people. But I'd have, we got people lined up. I go, really? I saw you at this bar in Champion, and the same 8 people go every show. So is the crowd invisible? We're looking from a different location, maybe over the building? Because I
see they watch online.
And so the here's the killer. If your band is so popular, here's a bunch of tickets. Sell them, keep the money, it's all yours. Yeah, because you can't sell 10 of those.
I won't.
No, I.
I mean, I have in Cleveland.
Did I ever ask you to do that?
No.
Okay.
No,
well,
no.
I'm talking about bands that played the Dairy Queen, and eight people are drinking a slurp.
You always get the ones that would be like, "We'll pack this place." Oh, horse. And trust me, through my years of playing, I've said the same thing, and we could.
But they did.
Sometimes it wouldn't happen.
Right.
And I'd be working with the owner in the back just to work out a deal.
We. It always happened with me.
What's that?
I never had. You never had any.
And you know, I'm talking years ago, when we were, you know, starting to play the club scenes more. Sure. I mean, you get those nights that are just stale because the rib burnoffs are going on, or county fairs,
right?
Or there's another concert up at the Covelli Center or wherever it was called. It's
pulling all the people that would normally come. Sure,
that happens. I mean, and that's when.
Well, that's what happens when you're in this area. I mean, you're in a pool like this. I mean, there's so many things that happen downtown. That's why I think it's good, though. I mean, the more communication that promoters can even have with each other, it's
weather,
good. Because
weather is
now you're like, okay, listen, I got these events coming. You got these. Let's separate them out so that we can cover this whole area and get everybody can have fun.
Sure.
You know, and make money at the same time.
But it's so – it looks really glamorous, but it isn't. I mean, I had to pick up ribs, the rib vet. It's a windstorm coming. I get a call that, you know, all the guys I paid, the roadies, never came back. What a shock. So I got to pick them up. Me and my son are out there with gagging stuff that you got to pick up. You got to pick it up. So we're picking up, and my son's going, oh, my God. Yep, this looks like you're a big shot, everyone. This is the real job. It really is.
The dirty end of it.
And all the fighting and people trying to get away with stuff, and
You're not dealing with A1A top,
it would make
top
me,
notch people.
It would make me physically sick. And I remember my brother going, like the expo, trying to get people out of there, fighting with the gun show. I paid $5 for this table. Wow, really? Get it, load it, and get out of here. Then I got a budget
bucks.
Like you know, and this guy's telling me what to do for $5 table. How about if I help you carry your shit out to the van? Get out. So I started doing that, which wasn't the smartest move because I had some real issues. But I mean, you gotta, it's a tough. So my brother goes, I could never do this. In fact, Anthony Gaffron took over for me when I went on vacation. I come back, he goes, don't you ever ask me to do that again. I go, well, I thought that was easy. I go, yeah. And that's what I do every week.
Well, I will tell you what, though, you know, that brings up a great story. And I think I've told you this story before, but I'll share this story. This is such a great story. So years ago when I worked for them, and Tom was there working, and Anthony Jr., everybody decided it's going to be this great idea to put these concerts on, right, at Cafaro Field. This is still, because it was Cafaro Field at the time.
Wasn't
Eastwood Field yet, right? Anyway, long story short, we go and I'm helping promote it. He's doing his stuff. I mean, and there's some great stories, but there's this one that's just like, that stands out. And we had this country show. And we had, really, if you think about it, those were some pretty big names. Now, they weren't anybody then. This was back in 2004, 2003.
Nancy Wilson?
And no.
Gretchen Wilson.
What's her name? Gary Allen.
Oh, Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam. And what was the other one? The redhead girl.
Gretchen Wilson. No, she was a different one.
Young girl. She's popular now, too. Anyway.
Underwood?
No. Anyway, so we're going, we're doing this, and we create these flyers, we do all this stuff, and Anthony Jr. and I were like, all right, we're going to go up to Cleveland, and there's a baseball game, so we want to try to get some tickets sold out of the Cleveland area. Like, let's go. We took our wad, we're going up there. We're going to go and stand on the corners. So when the game lets out and pregame and all this stuff, we're going to stand on the corners and we're going to hand out these flyers. Right? So we're up there handing out these flyers. Now you have to understand, you got Anthony Jr. This is Dave's on the building and on the field and on this flyer. And he's standing on the corner and we're handing out flyers, talking to people. And this guy comes up to him and goes, he takes it. He goes, why don't you go get a real job, buddy? And tells this to Anthony Jr. I'm laughing so hard. Oh, I'm like, this is the funniest thing. This guy had no clue who this guy was. He's standing on the corner, we're promoting this concert. Oh my God, it was one of the funniest stories. But it was just a great story. When I see him now, I'm like, hey, you want to go sell some tickets? And he's like,
Yeah, he enjoyed that. He was like the martyr of all martyrs. Like,
that was great.
I'm gonna do it too. Like, I love this one. The employees, I'd go to them, hey, I wanna give the employees some tickets. No, you tell them I buy my tickets, I go. I'm not telling them something like that ever. That's going to go over like a lead ball. Or how about when he used to painted all those curbs. I got up at 6 a.m. Like, really? If I owned them all, I'd get up at 4 a.m. and paint those curbs. Stop with those stories.
Find them all. Poor
kid. You're going to own the thing. My gosh, I can't believe you painted those. I had a lot of fun joking around with him. But wait, you were there in the big meeting. The big long wait. Only that company could have 75 executives to do a freaking show. Okay,
there wasn't 75, maybe 72.
Oh, and everything is big. And I'm sitting there, and they go, "Tom, check out the guy. Hey, what about the chairs?" Like, oh my God, you need chairs for a concert? I never would have guessed that.
I bust out laughing.
I start laughing
because I'm like, he's like, oh, we need chairs.
Oh
like,
my God, chairs!
They get so pissed.
Oh my God, you know, and Will told me to shut up. And Donnie's laughing, and they're like, "You want a job? Because you just got hired."
Like, Donnie's like, "Talking about? That's hilarious!"
Don't laugh at his jokes. Shut the heck up!
Oh my god!
We need chairs.
Jeez. Oh, I didn't order them.
I would have thought we needed beds, not chairs. Gosh.
Oh my God, it was great.
Well, guys, I think we need to wrap it up. The kingpin is here and giving me dirty looks to get
good
off.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good luck, Donnie. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the shout out. Sure.
And next week, we're going to have a little different format and maybe a little music and maybe something lighter than.
Well, yeah. And I always feel I'm coming on for like mayoral or election stuff. I got to come on and just do my shtick, my business. I'm going to promote my own business.
Nobody gives a damn. Anyways, what were we ripping on?
Yeah, it's marketing advertising.
Oh, okay. You don't hand out flyers then?
No.
All right, man. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.